محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه علي أمير المؤمنين وفاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وسبطي نبي الرحمة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى in chapter 2 سورة البقرة verse 186، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. This month, my friends, is the season of disinfection. Now, disinfections, as you can say, as you can tell, as you can see, is common everywhere. Wherever you go, people are disinfecting the spaces, the objects, the things around them to avoid this contamination, to avoid the virus, to protect themselves, to keep themselves healthy. The month of Ramadan represents to us a season of disinfection for the human soul. It is a season of sanitization, cleansing, purifying, polishing your human soul, because the human soul is very weak. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Human soul is very vulnerable. It's open to all sorts of weaknesses. Therefore, we have to strengthen it. We have to keep it clean, sanitized. If we want this soul, inner soul, to help us, to support us, to be for us, to enable us to continue our mission, we must sanitize it from many microbes and many bacterias and many diseases. We have to keep it clean, and that is the season in the month of Ramadan. We have to take some time to focus on the soul. We have to take some time to focus on this soul, to take care of this soul. Your soul needs to be close to God. Your soul is yearning to be next to the source of power in this universe. Your soul wants to be away from the whispering of the Satans. This is what it needs. Your soul does not want to give in to Satan and his temptations and his whisperings. Your soul is yearning to repent, to go back to God, repentance and forgiveness from God. Your soul really needs to stand with people at these difficult times, to help people, to bring happiness and relief and joy and help to people around it. So help your soul to do that. This is the source of stability. People are looking for peace of mind. People are trying to ease their worries, to comfort themselves, to avoid panicking, to avoid fear, to avoid anxiety, to avoid depression. Now depression is on the rise. So what is the solution? Who's the doctor? Sometimes people are calling the hospitals and the hospitals are not answering them. They are asking them to stay at home. Who is the real doctor? The real doctor is God. ولا تيأسوا من روح الله. Do not give up. Can you imagine after 40 years the father is telling his children, after 40 years, still have hope in God. So the comfort comes from him, my friends. If you want a solution, if you want peace of mind, think about others. Once you think about others, about comforting them and helping them and aiding them, you will develop this inner peace, inner stability. You don't worry about what is happening outside. Outside is very chaotic, but inside is peaceful. Inside your heart is peaceful. The society around you is chaotic, but because you built your infrastructure, spiritual infrastructure. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. So my friends, contribute to charity services. There are many undersupplied communities. There are many low-income families around you. They could be in your neighborhood, in your town, in your city. Try to provide something for them during this month of Ramadan. Think about others. Don't only think of yourself. Thinking only of ourselves makes us selfish. And then when you become selfish, you become worried. You start worrying about your life, believe me. But when you help others, you don't worry. Because God says in His book, when you help others, I'm going to help you. I'm going to support you. I'm going to protect you. So, and also pray. When you pray, just don't pray for yourself. Pray for the whole world today. Pray for those genuine caretakers and caregivers, the medical staffs who are putting their life online and helping others. Pray for them. Pray for all those volunteers. In our community, I know there are volunteers who are helping, who are distributing food. So if you want to help, contact us. In our mosque so far, we have given about 400 packages of food to people in the beginning of the month of Ramadan. And we will continue to give. So if you want to help with charity work, feeding the poor, the needy, during this month, the month of mercy, contact us. We have some good volunteers who are working, who are putting others before themselves. This is the spirit of Ramadan. This is how we strengthen ourselves. This is how we avoid being worried about what is happening when we help others. May Allah bless you. May Allah protect you. Inshallah, this Ramadan is a beautiful Ramadan, despite us not seeing each other, but we are, spiritually we are with each other, alhamdulillah. We are united. So stay healthy, stay strong, stay safe. We have to keep this social distancing until the government says, now it is safe to leave our homes. We have to listen to these instructions. We have to be patient. Be patient. I know many of us are frustrated. Many of us are tired. But that is the solution, my friends. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. With these difficulties, at the end comes the solution. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. We will continue seeing you, inshallah, in the evenings. We will change the time from 9 to 9:15 p.m. inshallah. From tonight, Friday, we're going May 1st, Ramadan 7th, we're going to change the time of the lecture to 9:15 p.m. inshallah. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.